This bell feels just like a noose.
Is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody here, crab diving live again, fresh from a bouncing back from an interruption there. We interrupted our wonderful rerun to do some live news here on the network.
A bounce back.
We just had the de Blasio New York City.
Yes.
And the head of the chief of police over there had their news conference.
Officer Crumkey. That's what it seemed like. It seemed like the guy from West Side Story.
There was a lot of people talking like this and saying things like, we'd like to engage the public.
Yeah.
A lot of New York accents going on, and a lot of information. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, streaming at you live. It's 2:04 p.m. on the West Coast here in Los Angeles, California.
Cha-ching!
Here, a crab diving, 5:04 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you're probably listening to a rerun. We rerun this show a couple of times throughout the day.
Fuck you!
Then on the weekend, thanks for listening to us. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific. Live tweet us during the show if you like at crab diving.
Eat a dick, you fucking hippie.
One word at crab diving. You can also call us on the telephone machine via science and shit. You can Skype us. Just the name crab diving and this blue thing with a crab will pop up and that's us. You can Skype over to us or you can call us on the telephone 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS, and give us a call.
Or fax us. What's our fax number?
It's the same thing.
Mimeographs.
I'll just
should we have
go,
a fax number?
Beep.
That would be fun if we had a little fax machine right here.
Dude, who faxes anymore besides the Pope?
Oh, shit. Hey, should I shut
that? Did you hear that?
I'm going to go shut that window.
I got it.
Oh, thank you. Talk. The Pope? No, yes. I didn't. The Popity-dopity?
One of the windows popped open at the studio here. The Pope.
He had a panty
in an
flash.
Interview,
oh, really?
Mentioned that, or no, it was another dude, some other high priest, Uber Grand Poobah in the priesthood, who said that he and the Pope correspond regularly via fax.
Oh, really?
And people were like,
via fax.
Why don't you?
They're old guys.
You could throw some pigeons. Get Mike Tyson involved. And
what? Yeah.
I'm supplying pigeons for the Pope.
You know, they have those smartwatches these days. Why don't they just get the Pope a smartwatch? Well, they could just like.
That's. I think that's part of the fun of it. Is I don't know. It's
what
that. The using the old technology, like he's not into email, and I'm sure the Pope has to do email.
Yeah, you know, I this friend of mine, she's a casting director, and she was casting for a David Lynch movie, and she told me that that crazy motherfucker, the only way he can stays in contact with the outside world is his fax machine. I mean, this is years ago. I don't know now. I mean, this wasn't that long. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, but. That's crazy. Like, he just, you know, you write him a note, he sticks it in a machine and goes to some. I don't know, maybe that's easy. Maybe that's the way I'll do it someday. Just fax.
Just fax people.
Hey, fuck you. I got Facebook messages.
But after the EMP hits, or after.
Oh, God. I hope
one of the super volcanoes or something. Now that stupid show you've got me watching. That
Doomsday Preppers?
Doomsday Preppers.
On Netflix.
It's amazing. Oh, yeah.
God, it's just every white shithead in America with too many fucking guns worried about the end of the world.
It really is just crazy. And the money they spend on this. Well, we look crazy now, but, you know, when the big one hits, who's going to be the crazy one?
Are you going to be able to eat your bullets? That's my question. Because they always like, I got that one guy had a million rounds of ammunition with 200 fucking guns. Let's be honest. Yeah. They're worried about minorities spilling out of the metropolitan city centers and taking their food supplies.
Right.
Relax, white trash.
I wonder how many times they have to cut and edit it because they're like, we're worried about all the beep.
Oopsie.
Can you start over again? Yeah, we're worried about all the people coming to take our shit.
I love these white people who are like all fucking armed and worried about home invasions. To them, I say, no one wants your shit. No one cares about you. You're not remotely interesting. No one wants the crap in your fucking trailer, dickhead. Stand down. You know, instead of spending money on an AK-47, why don't you buy Junior a fucking book to read?
Yeah, it's and some of these people on this Doomsday Preppers show are well, they have various reasons that they're prepping. Now, the one was
they're mentally ill.
I mean, the amount of prepping they were doing was batshit crazy, like Michelle Bachmann nuts. But what they were doing it for wasn't that crazy. It was they lived near Mount St. Helens,
right,
in a section where there's like 5 potentially active volcanoes, and they wanted to be able to get the fuck out of Dodge.
We are surrounded by a ring of fire.
If the volcano blew.
Oh, okay.
You said blew.
Yeah.
Oh, and I get that. If the volcano were to blow, I think I would want to kind of get the fuck out of there myself.
So why do you live there in the first place?
Well, why do we live here? We can get there could be an earthquake and we could be balls deep in the Pacific. And
I can't. I'll tell you why. I mean, if you wanted to leave, you don't have the money to move and neither do I.
All right.
I'm maybe stuck here.
Well, that woman said she raised her family there. I mean, she's been there for 30 years.
Yeah, but those
why would they leave?
Those people put so much money and so much effort into moving and leaving, and they're so concerned that they get out of there before the shit hits the fan. Well, it is before the shit hits the fan.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Leave.
Their level of preparation is crazy. See, with that kind of thing, you have a little bit of... They were far enough away... They weren't going to get hit by like a pyroclastic cloud right from the
pyro.
They weren't going to get incinerated.
What kind of cloud is that again? Pyroclastic. That's cool. Pyroclastic cloud.
It's like a cloud of superheated air, like plasma that just rolls down the mountain and just vaporizes fucking everything. But they were far enough away that they would have gotten killed by the dust, but they would have up to an hour.
Yes.
To see this giant cloud of dust coming. So that was their point, was they'd have an hour probably minimum, depending on where they were, which volcano went off.
I got relatives.
But I don't see that's fine. Prep for that. They were nuts that they had like pigs and chickens and they were ready for years of an apocalypse for a kind of a local volcanic event. I don't get that.
There's nothing scarier than paranoid white people armed to the teeth. That's how people get killed. I mean, really, honestly, if you own guns and you have a bunch of guns in your house. I guess that's your fucking right, because some guys in powdered wigs with no teeth, fucking
slaves,
pox sores from lead painted fucking makeup all over them. They own people. They said that you should be able to arm yourself.
Fuck you.
Yeah. But you're scary. White people with all those guns,
yeah.
That's the scary part.
Did you see there's a
hey, Jesus.
A picture, you know, these open carry morons. And again, of the crab diving team here, I'm the gun guy. And
yeah.
I think these guys are just colossal dickwads that walk into fucking Chipotle with their AR-15 and set it in the booth.
Those
next
are
to
gun
them.
Guys. You're not a gun guy.
Well, kind of. I mean, those are ammosexuals.
What do you mean? Meaning that their gun is a extension of their male prowessness.
Yeah, and they it's a fetish to them that they're walking around. You tell me in your fucking in the middle of Houston, you got to walk around your Target store that is there are there a lot of
that
of
makes me nervous
people taking over Target in the middle of Houston that your AR-15 is going to protect everybody. I just don't feel safer. There's a new one out. I don't even remember what the it wasn't Sonic, where they were in another restaurant
Sonic
recently,
Burger,
one of these the groups, and it's like the dad sitting with their kids, and then they're in the booth next to them is like nine rifles leaning up, just leaning in the booth.
That just makes my Golden Corral experience complete.
Right. Well, it might have been the Golden Corral. It
probably fucking was.
Yeah, it just doesn't... I don't know. That doesn't make me feel safer at all. I don't feel more comfortable when a herd of white people walks in carrying guns. I don't feel more comfortable if a herd of anybody walks in carrying guns.
This is how I see guns. If... I am more worried about getting stung by a bee when I am standing amongst a bunch of bees, meaning I am more worried about being shot when there's a shitload of guns. So if I walk into a Chipotle and everybody's armed, I don't feel safer. I feel like the chances are higher that I will be shot because there are guns around.
Right.
As opposed to if there weren't guns around, I would be less concerned.
I think that's probably a safe bet that without any guns around, they'll probably be less shooting. But I'm not a take a guns away type of person.
But would you take if a little kid, little 3-year-old who just doesn't know any better is playing with a sharp pair of scissors, what should the parents do? Let him play with it because that's his right?
Sure, let him put his eye out. He'll learn. He's got another one.
Some of these right-wing nut jobs are just simpletons.
Well, right, and there are left-wing nut jobs that are
simpletons. They can't be trusted to do things in their own self-interest because they're dumb.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you do have to take the guns away.
No. It'll never happen.
You think people should be able to have AR, whatever the fucks, big machine guns?
No, not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
No, they I don't might think so. I think if you're just going to have a gun for home protection.
Right. What kind should it be,
for
then?
Hunting.
What kind of gun?
That you don't need an automatic. You don't need a
shotgun,
huh?
A shotgun, is that okay?
Sure, a shotgun's fine. I had a shotgun.
Do they have are people in England allowed to have shotguns at their house?
I think so.
Oh, really?
I think a shotgun you can have in England, can't you? Where do they get those hunting rifles
Hello?
From? Shit,
I don't know. Oh, fox hunting? God, yeah. That's horrible. Isn't that a horrible practice, by the way?
Horrific.
What do? They get a bunch of dogs together and go chase down a fox and eat it.
Well, yeah, it's not very sporting. I mean, they use a bunch of 80 dogs to chase one poor fox, and then they blast it. Or they let the dogs tear it apart, which isn't even grosser. It's so fucking
horrible.
Barbaric, yeah.
God, I don't know. If the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe is true, and in fact, Mothership is coming, right, what would they think of us? Would they give us a pass grade or a fail grade civilization?
Fail.
Set phases. Fail. They'd destroy us. They'd airlift the dolphins.
And then, ironically, is when we'd come together.
Yeah. So long and thanks for all the fish. That's what the dolphins right. said right before in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. They were taken up into the mothership because they were the only redeemable living being on this fucking planet. So long and thanks for all the fish, stupid.
There you go. That's a great series. Great books, too.
It's fucking awesome.
Go to, if you're going to buy it at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to crabdiving.com. Click on the Amazon banner. Buy your shit on Amazon. We get a little taste. Help support and help promote our Commie Pinko liberal network here.
Right.
We're needed more than ever.
Spread the crabs.
All these lunatics in the right.
Now more than ever. Crab diving.
I've got some clips coming up. If you stay with us, lady. We're ladies, ladies.
Hey, yeah, ladies.
Dudes, fuck off. Ladies only today.
Name the actor. Hey, ladies.
That would be,
he has a telethon.
I know, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
It was, I'm still recovering from my last shot of eggnog.
Oh, I know. You got
just took. Yeah,
I gave you the better booze, by the way. You got the last bit of the Jim Beam.
Well, thank you.
I got that shitty, what is that, Kraken rum?
Look at you, self-sacrifice. That's pretty nice. Right. You didn't have to do that.
Well,
I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
I think I drink shittier stuff than you. I mean, you're an Irish person. I'm not going to fuck with your bourbon. Although, that didn't make any sense.
Are you suggesting I'll have some sort of reaction for inferior alcohol?
No. Yeah, maybe, man.
Although, when I went to Dublin, where the fuck did I go? I went to the Guinness Brewery, and then I went to the Jameson Distillery.
Yeah. Those were
the two... I went to the theater too, but the two main things I wanted to kind of go see in my couple of days in Dublin.
I mean, I would do the same thing.
Right,
you're there.
And how sad is that? That those might be the two biggest tourist draws of Dublin.
Yeah, but that's what they do. That's what they're known for. I mean, if you were in the Congo or something, you go to a diamond mine and be like, "Oh, look, that's how diamonds are made."
That university there is really cool, Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
They have a really good acting program that you can get like a certificate in acting from Trinity. It's one of those. I had thought about that for 5 seconds.
Oh, cool. You should have done that. I could be wiping my ass with it right now.
Exactly. Like I do with my other one. My current degree in acting. So thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time, we'll be gentle.
Or not. This could be a horrendous experience for you.
Unless you like it rough, yeah. Or unless you're a big Fox News fan or anything like that. You're not going to like the next couple hours here.
Maybe you're tuning in from your trailer with your AK-47 and your
which is
stores
okay.
of ammunition. No, it's not.
It is okay. Not too much.
We need a massive gun exchange program where you bring your fucking ridiculous gun in and you get something back with it.
They do
usable.
That, yeah.
Really?
You'd be surprised to hear the NRA isn't really happy about those.
God, fuck these guys. It's NRA, man. Fuck you.
Before the show here, we ran a live feed of the New York City police commissioner and the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. I just dropped my bouncy ball.
Yeah.
They're trying to find out the killer's whereabouts. That's Leah's bouncy ball.
Yeah.
Before...
Read Leah Kajanian's blog, the Bouncy Ball Project.
Ball Project. They're trying to figure out where this guy was beforehand and what was going on leading up to it. You know, he Instagrammed. I guess there were some witnesses there that he was like, hey, stick around. Watch what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God.
Before he, horrifically assassinated these two innocent cops sitting there, the mayor is, facing some contentious police people.
Yeah. Now the police are confused. They're like, listen, we just want to be able to, do whatever we want without these body cams and strangle people and shoot them. Why? Listen.
Not all.
Yeah.
But.
A lot of them.
A major problem is that the good ones aren't maybe allowed to speak up. There just seems to be an awful lot of that blue line or the blue curtain or whatever the fuck you call it that you can't go against your own officers. There's a story out in the Libosphere right now on all the blogs about a cop, a woman who the story is that I've seen. Is that she stopped another cop from choking a guy. And that cop turned on her and hit her.
No shit.
And she got fired. Like, she got fired for laying hands on another cop. well, who was in the middle of an arrest. When she was trying to pull the guy off, the cop off of the guy, because he was violating that person's civil rights. And she got fired.
When you hear stories like that, it's like, how are we not in a, like, an emergency? I mean, how are we not in a, you know what I mean? Like, the situation with the cops and... you know what I mean? Or am I crazy?
What do you mean?
Well, how aren't the circumstances dire? You know, the relationship between the cops and, you know, the citizenry.
I think in some areas they are. Ferguson, I mean, you know,
and here,
what's going
on
in New York City. And well, here it's getting better. They've, not that it's, you know, fluffy bunnies and hand jobs all the time, but it's, you know, we just got rid of that sheriff, which was corrupt as fuck. And now, allegedly, they're working on cleaning up. And we have, you know, some of these more like citizen councils and stuff going up here. And
yeah,
it's just you can't expect people to police themselves. You can't expect the local prosecutor to aggressively go against a police officer.
Yeah.
When it, part of their job description is working with the police officers to try to catch the bad guys. So And to suggest otherwise, it just is fucked up. I don't understand the view. I don't understand. We've talked about this ad nauseum. Why can't you wear a camera?
When we start having the police force turn on the rich white people in their rich white neighborhoods, then we will see a change in this. In Beverly Hills, when some rich asshole's walking down the street and he matches the profile of somebody the cops they're looking for, and then they shoot him by mistake, then we'll see some real reform. But right now, it's just poor black people. Big deal.
Right. And the so the mayor is... There were talks of them wanting to ban the mayor from the funerals of these
cops. My God.
What a shitheads. Did you see what happened the other day? I mean, right after it happened... the mayor was walking. I'm not sure exactly where he was, but he was. There were tons of police around, and when he walked into the room, they all turned their backs on him. What a bunch of children! You know, I mean, just yeah. What a bunch of disgusting,
dickheads.
Sad little clueless. Don't they understand the situation that's going on? Are they that above the law?
People are
and
terrified.
Above reproach. That they can't look and see what's going on. That they're, it's, don't question my authority is the message that they're sending. So
Shitty.
Stupid. It's just so Ugh. Counterproductive what these cops are doing. The assholes wearing the I Can Breathe t-shirts the other day at these pro-cop rallies. I Can Breathe.
Well, you know.
Fucking vile, man. Disgusting.
I feel like if the cops want people to like them more, quit shooting and strangling innocent people. I know that's ridiculous. That's a crazy way to talk.
Not all of them do, but when they do,
I know.
Don't surround them and protect them and cushion them. And, you know, I mean, how many unarmed black people are going to have to go down before somebody gets...
The problem is, I listened to this fucking...
Held accountable.
This press conference, and de Blasio said some amazing things about these officers that were killed. And it was nice. And it was a nice tribute to them. But why aren't we seeing that? Where was that for Michael Brown? And where was that for Eric Garner? Because their lives aren't as important as those cops that
got
killed.
Well, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that.
They're not
on
equal.
Certain stations. Yeah. You're not going to hear that at all. They're thugs. They're, you know, had they not resisted, they wouldn't be dead, Ryan, because you know that resisting the police apparently is worthy of the death penalty, according to right-wing America,
right.
That you resist the police for black people.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's going to take, unfortunately, that's what the fuck is wrong with this stupid cunting country sometimes, is it takes a defibrillation moment to wake the fuck up. And actually get people out of their big fat Barca loungers to actually give a shit and do something.
Yeah. But then
and
again,
it's probably going to take a cop scandal, some horrific, some white kid's going to get beat the shit out of. Or some. Or,
yeah, a rich. It needs to be a rich white person. That's what we need.
And then they'll notice. And then they'll be like, oh.
They'll give a shit.
Oh. I think we have a problem with our police.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, it's just, it's, and again, it's not zero sum. It's not, if you're anti-police brutality, that you're pro-shooting police. How do you get there?
I hate that people have to keep saying that. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that people have to keep reiterating that.
Go on Twitter, hashtag TCOT, the true conservatives of Twitter, and talking about that. And that's all you're going to see.
Yeah.
Is them talking about how the poor police and Sharpton inciting violence. There's some people who are calling for Sharpton to be killed.
Oh, my God.
To execute him. That he should be executed.
Why?
Because he's culpable for this murder of these two police officers, because Sharpton is out, they say, inciting violence, which I haven't seen. I've seen him saying, let's go out and protest this bullshit that's happening. And I agree with him.
And think
but
about
that doesn't mean shoot police.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny, too. Like, if you actually think about who Sharpton is now, I guess. I mean, the man hosts a show on MSNBC.
Svelte.
Yeah, he's not. Does he look like a guy that's inciting violence? I mean, he has a fucking television program.
Yeah, and
he's not some crazy radical.
He came out with a statement when those two police were shot. He spoke with Eric Garner's family, and he spoke with Mike Brown's family, because this lunatic that killed these two cops invoked their names on social media, saying, I'm going to go seek justice for these two. And he said, the families are horrified. I am horrified. We decry violence. We have always tried to shout down those that are saying the wrong thing in any of these rallies. We advocate protest, yes, but peaceful, nonviolent protest. So what these creepy right-wing goose steppers want is no protest. You can't protest, Ryan. It's you're un-American.
Meanwhile,
if you don't have your tongue up Uncle Sam's bunghole.
We should be protesting at the NRA buildings, wherever they're headquartered at, because I want to know why this fucking guy that was mentally ill was able to get a gun.
Right.
I mean, maybe somebody got it for him. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he bought it himself. Nobody gave him a background check. Where did the gun come from?
There's various reports I've seen, but I haven't.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's
to me, that's the
right
issue.
Now.
That's the issue. How does a crazy person get a gun?
Right. Here is, I've got this clip ready. The head of the police union.
Yeah.
Lynch, I believe his name is Patrick Lynch. This guy, this is like something. I saw one of the comments on one of the news stories. Somebody said, it really looks like a scene from one of the Batman movies, where all the creepy thug cops are all huddling around each other, and there's one of them saying, we're going to take on the city. We're going to stop. We're not going to fight crime no more. Yeah? See? You don't like us? We're not going to fight crime no more. And that's what this weird little dude was saying, this Lynch guy. It's really kind of creepy and saying
it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. And that, you know, we're, well, you hear that we're like in a war now. Who is he? I want to know who he's at war against. Who is he going to take up arms against?
He wants to take up arms against the people that are pissed off that Eric Garner was choked to death.
Yes.
And Michael Brown was fucking gunned down.
Right.
From 30 feet away with fucking hands in the air.
And if anybody's advocating violence or wants to shoot a cop, get him. Arrest him. Take them off the streets.
Absolutely.
We don't advocate that either.
That's just
However,
as bad.
If there's a cop running around killing people and shooting people and choking people without cause, get them off the fucking street too, you assholes.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Here's the New York Police Union head who's blaming the mayor. He's blaming protesters, Obama. Blaming everybody.
Blaming Obama.
Here's this disgusting human being.
There's blood on many hands tonight. Those that incited violence on the street under the guise of protest, that tried to tear down what New York City police officers did every day. We tried to warn. It must not go on.
It must not go on. What? The protests? Fuck to the you.
Yeah.
Copper.
Yeah.
We have a right to peaceful protest and the right to assembly. Motherfucker, it's in that cocksucking constitution that you allegedly swore to uphold.
Right.
You thug.
Eat a dick.
It must not go on. It cannot be tolerated. That blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall.
Bullshit.
In the office of the mayor. Start.
That.
It doesn't make any sense.
Fired.
Absolutely. I would want to fire him because he sounds stupid.
It's the office of the mayor. The mayor disrespected us. Therefore, he's just as responsible for pulling the trigger.
Right. If I was in that policeman's union, I would be like, Well, I'm nervous. This guy's dumb.
Well, then you fuck. You're as equally responsible for Eric Garner's death.
Right.
How's that? God.
You're allowed to protest, man. That's
no, you can't. Know. Not if it's against the police, because the police can do no wrong. Right?
Oh, that's right. Here, shoot me.
Today, we started the mourning for our brother police officers. They're heroes. They're fathers. They're brothers. They're children. That's the men we lost today. So starting in the next couple of
Eric Garner, 7 kids, by the way. I'm just going to drop that one in there.
So starting in the next couple of hours and going for a number of days, New York City police officers, through their sadness, will straighten their shoulders, stiffen their backs, and mourn for these families. We'll mourn for our city, and we'll mourn for our brothers.
As well we should.
Yeah.
But then he goes on to say... I'm trying to find that clip now, that he, about being at war, and we're going to accept, we're going to react accordingly.
This guy, his voice really is out of a Batman movie.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like if you're like, hey, we need the voice of a leader of the policeman's union, be like, no, that's too cliche. Right. That's too easy.
Blood on his hands. He's the president of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association.
Benevolent.
He says,
what does that mean? Benevolent.
It means good and kind, doesn't
right.
it?
Oh, okay. He doesn't sound like that.
The mayor called for a temporary halt in protests against law enforcement as he's trying to diffuse tension. He said, it's a time for everyone to take stock and recognize that there are things that unite us, things that we hold dear as Americans. He asked New Yorkers to put aside protests and all things we will discuss in due time and instead focus how to support the families of the slain officers.
Well, I mean, I guess I kind of understand what he's saying, but when he says it's time to take stock, that's sort of what the protests have done, though, hasn't it? As in everybody just sort of realize that what's going on with the cops must be changed, and hey, we're protesting now. We're changing that. That's part of it.
Oh, but you're challenging them.
Yeah. I mean,
let's see, I'm trying to find the Lynch said that de Blasio bears some of the blame for the shootings. There's blood on many hands from those that incited the violence. We said that already. The blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall in the office of the mayor. What this dick just said.
Oh, God.
And they wonder why people think they're assholes.
I don't know.
Those guys, the pictures of those policemen, and they were, I guess, cops that these pictures were of the other day that were wearing these t-shirts that said hashtag I can breathe. What are you thinking?
It just doesn't make any sense. I am Darren Wilson.
What are you thinking? And that's even a little better. Not that much. I mean, that's, but they're identifying with the the I guess beleaguered cop. These guys are making fun of a man who died. His dying words at their hands.
Yeah, what a pussy. I can't breathe. Then he's dead. Is that their point?
So, and this was before the killings of the horrific killings of these two cops, which is in no way diminished by the fact that we think cops should be held accountable. Again, why do we have to say that in this country? Why do we have to say, you know what? We think it's horrific that two law enforcement officers lost their lives in the line of duty. It's reprehensible, and there's nothing good that can come from it. And we also think that police brutality is reprehensible, and there are instances where the system ain't working, and it's right. protecting bad cops, and maybe we need to do something about yeah. it. You can say both of the same things.
I think what's happening is people are like, hey, these poor communities and these cities, can we maybe get the cops to stop abusing us? I mean, my God, it's bad enough. We're all poor. We're all making minimum wage. We have tiny, shitty little apartments. We're all like cordoned off into the shitty areas of whatever city that hasn't gentrified yet.
Right.
So the crime rate's higher. We're all fucking miserable. We don't have time to hang out and have fun. And then on top of that, we got a police force that's following us when we walk into a store, watching what we do, and treating us like we need to be surveilled. Nobody does that to people in Beverly Hills. Nobody does that to people in fucking West Hollywood.
No.
In L.A., you know.
But they don't do the crime, Ryan. It's all those brown people.
That's why people are pissed off. They're fucking poor. And on top of that, they got an over-militarized police force sticking their fucking shoe up their asshole. It's miserable.
So there's a recording of this shit stain Patrick Lynch.
Yes.
That appears to be encouraging his members toward slowing down their jobs. If we don't get support when we do our jobs, if we're going to get hurt for doing what's right, then we're going to do it the way they want it. Let me be perfectly clear. We will use extreme discretion in every encounter. Our friends, we're courteous to them. Our enemies, extreme discretion. Doesn't this sound like...
Sounds like a threat. It sounds like, hey, listen, if you need help, we're not going to answer your 911 call.
The rules are made by them to hurt you. Well, now we'll use those rules to protect us.
the rules are made by them. They're made by the people. And, you know, your opinion of the rules don't fucking matter because it's the Constitution. You're supposed to protect us. Shut the fuck up and put on a body cam.
We're going to he talks about there's a book they make for us where if you carried it with you, you won't need to go to the gym. Every time there's a problem, they tell us what we can't do. They tell us what we shouldn't do. They never tell us what we can do. We're going to take that book, their rules, and we're going to protect ourselves because they won't. We will do it the way they want us to do it. We will do it with their stupid rules, even the ones that don't work.
Oh, God. How this?
Who is this?
It's disconcerting. It's depressing.
Napoleon, fuck.
I mean, it really gives you... I don't really have high expectations of how any of this is ever resolved. I surely do not. I mean, it's a bleak outlook, to be honest. Yeah. If you're poor in a city, and you're a minority, you should be scared of the cops. It's true. You should be careful when you're around a cop. I don't know.
You have to be extra careful.
You have to be extra careful. I don't have to be because I'm white. That's the truth. And that's never going to change. Not with people like that in charge. Yeah. It's fucking gross.
They even tweeted out the Sergeants Benevolent Association, which is a sibling organization of this dung heap. Patrick Lynch's organization tweeted out the blood of two executed police officers is on the hands of Mayor de Blasio.
Oh my God. How Shakespearean. How cliche. The blood is on your hands.
Really disgusting that these jerk offs are using this for political. They're just using it for political.
And again, everyone's focusing on the wrong thing as usual. That's what our society does. Really, the problem is, why was this mentally ill person able to get a gun and shoot people to death? Okay.
Well, what's that meme going on now? That all you need to know about America is that we lost our shit when a movie wouldn't get released, but we didn't give two shits when the torture report was.
Yeah. A guy walked into a movie theater in Denver, killed a shitload of people. Okay, where's our gun control? Crickets, crickets, crickets. Fucking shitty movie from Seth Rogen and James Franco that they shat out one day can't be released and everybody loses their mind. Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to see a Seth Rogen project. Guess what? Relax. He'll have another movie that'll be even shittier and even more stupid than that one.
And they're still talking about they're going to distribute it in
manner. You'll be able to see relax. You'll be able to see plenty of shitty movies from Hollywood. That will never change. The police will continue to abuse the poor and minorities in cities. That will never change. And we will always be able to see shitty Seth Rogen movies.
Right.
Relax, everyone.
Don't worry.
Nothing's ever going to change. Okay? It's fine. No matter how many kids get shot to death at a school, you'll always be able to have your guns because we are a country of dickheads.
De Blasio said it was an attack on every single New Yorker.
Yeah, just like the Eric Garner thing was.
Right. No.
Guy's a cop. That other guy, Eric Garner, he was a citizen. Standing there, who maybe what? Were they suspecting him of selling loose cigarettes?
Well, yeah, and he didn't respect their authority. So that means summary execution, according to our friends on the right.
He was strangled to death.
Yes.
Think about dying like that. Oh, God. I mean, that's just terrifying. Your last moments on this earth, you're outside in front of everybody. Everybody's kind of fucking staring at you like idiots. Well, this guy chokes you to death. Cuts off your supply of oxygen because you were selling loose cigarettes. Maybe.
Former New York Governor George Pataki.
Yeah.
Also a hemorrhoid on a dead hyena.
Now, did he say something? Shitay.
Tweeted out, sickened by those barbaric acts,
By the New York cops?
No, he's talking about the killing of these two cops. Which sadly are a predictable outcome of divisive anti-cop rhetoric of Eric Holder and Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, my God. I mean, I listened to de Blasio's press conference. I was impressed, right? I mean, it sounded like, I don't know that it's the best time to call for an end to these protests because I think it's good that the protests are happening. I think it's good. I think this is what needs to happen if we ever want anything to change. But then again, I don't see much hope in that. So I don't know.
Right.
I really don't. I don't mean to be a pessimist, but Jesus Christ. Kate, go get me some more bourbon from my eggnog.
But of course, you know, even though de Blasio said when police are murdered, it tears at the foundation of our society. This heinous attack was an attack on our entire city. That's not good enough because, you know, he did question their authority. Before that, so you can't question them at all, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they're involved in salary negotiations for the police.
Oh
right
shit,
now.
I didn't know
nothing
that.
Nothing whatsoever to do with that. couldn't.
Do not fuck with my money. I will fuck you up.
This mayor brings all new meaning to "I didn't know you could stack shit that high." Don't wait for him to act, New York. Take peaceful and effective action now, and in the coming months, hold him accountable. This man needs to go never forget.
You can't stack shit that high, number one.
This is a senator. This is a Republic-tard senator.
Yeah.
Said that. Senator Greg Ball in New York. I guess one of the Republican senators there.
Well, congrats, State everybody. Senator.
So there you go. That's the wonderful love and hugginess that's going on. In New York.
Whew.
New York.
Shit.
What is it? It's 2:45 p.m. on the Western Coast. And if it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. Give us a call if you'd like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. We also are available on the Twitter machine. At Twitter. At Crab Twitter. Diving. Yeah. Go to Twitter. go to at crab diving.
Is there an at Twitter address?
Just yeah, for Twitter? There's theirs. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By the way, and if you are listening to a rerun, feel free to call and leave us a voicemail. We want to hear what you have to say. As long as it's not fucking stupid.
Yeah. Or if it is stupid,
we'll make fun of it.
We'll play it louder and make fun of it. Let's see what the headlines are. Let's see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
She was almost our vice president. People wanted her to be a grabber away from the presidency.
And especially John McCain. And it makes you nervous because you see him when he gets all excited and riled up on the Senate floor.
Aneurysm, yeah.
Yeah, that guy could go any minute.
The headline for those, what we like to do here on the Crab Diving Show, we like to give equal time to our less intelligent friends.
To the dumbasses.
And we go over to the Drudge Report and see what's going on over there. We also, for equal balance, we go to the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Defeat hippies.
Huffington Post here. Arianna Huffington. She was in the group that was singing on the final Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so he's hosting The Tonight Show now, or David Letterman
Next
show
year,
now?
I think he starts. Yeah, he's going to start with the Late Show.
Well.
The headline on the Huffington Post is the mayor pleads for unity.
Good luck after hearing that press conference today. Unity. Oh, fuck off. That's not happening.
The mayor has repeatedly, this one headline says the mayor has repeatedly praised police. Meanwhile, the NYPD union spokesman says the blood on the hands starts on the steps of City Hall. there's also a headline about that the New York Commissioner Bill Bratton, who's one of the other guys we heard, said that de Blasio has lost trust of some officers, and he addressed that during today's press conference. He was like, oh, you're talking. So one of the reporters was like, you know, there have been some comments made by people in the administration that, you know, and he goes, those are mine. You're talking about my comments. I'll address them. And he was actually pretty cool with that. He goes, you know what? There's people that don't like the mayor. Get surprise. And they don't trust him. Guess what? There's probably people that don't like me too.
Right. Nobody likes anybody. It's really a sad commentary on this planet.
Right.
I mean, not really. I mean, some people like each other here and there, but really, God.
So I really can't imagine any good coming out of this diaper load, Pat Lynch, this PBA union chief guy. I don't see anything good coming of this stance.
I concur. No, nothing good is going to happen. I'll bet you everything I got in my bank account that nothing good will happen.
Do you think people are just going to rally around them and say,
no.
Oh, yes, please, go kill some more Negroes. And with impunity, thanks for keeping us safe. And if you kill a few innocent ones, who gives a shit? It's like, that's Dick Cheney's view.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did he, by the
25%.
Way.
You don't care about the 25% of the innocent people you tortured? Nah, I can't think about it.
I'd do it again. Because they're not white.
Because you're evil.
He shot his friend in the face. Was all like, how dare you fucking question me about that? God, if I did that on accident, I mean, you got to be contrite. You got to be contrite as a motherfucker. And you got to be sorry.
Contrite?
You got to be like, oh my God.
And Dick Cheney's, you're assuming there's feelings there or some kind of a heart or empathy. And that doesn't exist in Dick Cheney.
I threw up in somebody's car years ago. I got too drunk at this dumbass comedy show, and it was my fault. And I threw up in this guy's car, and I was so contrite, and I was so sorry. I gave the guy some money to get his car cleaned. You know what I mean? I felt so sorry. Dick Cheney didn't show that level of piousness. Is that a
I'm
correct
sorry
way
to those who are being beheaded?
Right. I mean, you know. It's a world of assholes.
Contriteness?
I'm more pious than you.
Yeah. No, I'm more pious. It's the Marzullo sisters, which people have no idea what we're talking about. But actually, they were our first in-studio guests.
Right.
The Marzullos.
That's true.
There may be a Marzullo or two listening right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody listening.
Hey, to our Chicago friends.
So the headline on the HuffPo is about what's going on in New York. Let's see what the Drudge report. Dumb it down. Dial your clocks back to the Middle Ages.
Hello, stupid.
Dial your IQs down. You get ready to get all scared and get your
fucking
your
morons.
Big giant granny panties in a knot.
Yes.
Because that's what Drudge does. The headline says, New York City tense like the 1970s.
What does that mean? What happened in the
70s? All the race riots were in the 70s. Cops told to patrol in pairs.
Wait. Now, what are we? Okay, that's fine. What are we supposed to do when we're getting strangled to death by the cops and shot when you put your hands up?
Well, you know, don't
travel in pairs.
Yeah, don't steal cigarillos and don't be black and shit.
Everybody's traveling in pairs now. Eat the cops and the people.
One of these other sub headlines they have is Sharpton scrambles after cops killed. when actually it's a link to the Daily News, and it's a statement by Sharpton that said, our city is hurting from the vicious murder of two NYPD officers. Today we mourn the loss of these two officers who were gunned down in a vicious act of senseless violence. Listen to how he's inciting the hatred and violence here.
Oh, I know. He's losing his mind.
As soon as news broke of the tragedy in Brooklyn, I spoke with both the families of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. Let me make it perfectly clear. We are outraged and saddened by the deaths of these police officers. Any use of the names of Eric Garner and Michael Brown in connection with any violence or killing of police is reprehensible and against the pursuit of justice in both cases. I'm trying to find the code, because it must be every third or fourth word where he's like, oh, kill yes. the popo or
it's
something.
It's like that part in A Christmas Story when little Ralphie's sitting in front of the radio, and he has his little Orphan Annie decoder pin.
He's got his decoder ring, yeah.
Decoder ring, and the message is...
Or decoder something, yeah. Yeah,
the message is, remember to drink your Ovaltine.
Yeah, it was a spoiler alert. And he was all pissed off.
Oh, yeah, it was bullshit. You know what? That is one of the more funnier moments in cinematic history. When that whoever plays that played that kid, God, he that line was so perfect. It was just like, what did he say? Did he say this is bullshit?
He might have. I think he did. I think that's one of the few.
And he just drops his decoder ring and just walks off. It was like this whole reason for living in the first part of the movie. And it was just like,
don't they have a channel that runs
like a
Christmas Story-a-thon? They just run it 24/7 for a few days. Funny. Probably going right now. Thanks for listening to us.
Yeah. I mean, we're more entertaining than A Christmas Story to some people.
Maybe. I doubt that very much, though.
Bumpuses. I love those dogs.
The dad
recently died.
Oh, a while ago.
Yeah, from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Sharpton says, at every rally and every march, we have stressed nonviolence and peaceful protest. I delivered the eulogy at Michael Brown's funeral and Eric Garner's funeral, denounced anyone engaging in violence. We have even been criticized at National Action Network for not allowing certain rhetoric chants calling for violence. We would abruptly denounce it at all of our gatherings. Violence has and never will have a place in the true fight for equality and justice. So, again, I'm trying to find the hidden code where Sharpton is rallying the black people to shoot the police. Trying to see that. And I saw Sharpton's eulogy at the Michael Brown funeral. And he decried any violence of any kind.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to see whereby saying, let's protest this bullshit means let's kill cops.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to fix this. I got an idea. Attorney General Cornel West. Bam. He'll fix it. He'll fix all it. Top law enforcement officer.
We've got a good Attorney General.
Yeah.
Holder.
Well, what about Fast and the Furious and all the shenanigans with that?
Well, that was some shenanigans.
Right. I'm just kidding.
That happens. Right.
Oh, God, it's just so depressing. Jesus Christ.
It is fucking depressing. And it's so depressing to go on the fucking social media and see the lunatics on the right who just...
I'm not even firing up Facebook. I have people I am friends with that, I mean, you know...
Just don't just don't get it. Yeah. I mean, that just don't get it. Do you know what I mean?
It's so wrapped up in their Jesus and the fear that the big scary black president is going to take their fucking pea shooter. That's all they can't see past those two things. Or abortion. Now, there's that as well.
Don't take my gun.
You're killing every life is precious as long as it's white.
Right.
And rich.
They want to force them to have those babies too, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Once they're born, then
that's more people we can put in the electric chair.
And starve. Yeah, right. We gotta keep those prisons full.
Especially Texas. They're like, oh look, another non-white citizen born. I can't wait to imprison him. Or
all
maybe
the CEOs of those private prisons. How are they gonna feed their babies?
I don't know. Oh look, another minority born. They're like, oh, I can't wait to choke him to death.
Tweet us on the Twitter at crabdiving. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, too. There's a lot going on in our Facebook channel, Facebook page, Facebook whatever you want to fuck you want to
channel.
Call
it.
I just saw a meme. It's a picture of Giuliani. Mm-hmm. And it says, please be silent, you irrelevant ghoul. who basically said the cops were killed because Obama told everybody to hate the police. He said that on Fox.
Well, you know, what's he going to say there? Why would you? It's Megyn Kelly continued her yearly Santa Claus is white rhetoric bullshit.
Santa Claus is white, don't forget.
As well as Jesus.
Interesting news today. We did this story before on the show about this New York representative. He was the guy. I think we played the tape of it even one time. There was a TV reporter at the Capitol.
Yeah.
Interviewing this guy, and he liked him some, asked him some questions he didn't like.
Oh my gosh.
And they thought he didn't know the camera was on.
No, that's the best.
And he went up to the reporter and said he was going to fuck him, throw him over the balcony. Like, if you ever do that shit again, remember? It was this.
Oopsie.
So this is that the sad little penis, little Michael Grimm, little Republic thug. Who apparently feels the need to physically threaten people who disagree with him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, over the
challenge
balcony.
His authority.
Jesus. That's not nice.
Well, congratulations, Staten Island, New York, because the shithead Republicans of that area voted this guy back into office.
Come on.
While he was being investigated for felony tax charges.
Wow.
And now it's turned out that he's going to plead guilty. That means they got him in a lot more. If he's agreeing to plead guilty on a felony, that means they've got him on a fuck of a lot more, and he's just going to plead guilty to one.
How do you elect a guy who wanted to resolve a problem by tossing some dude off a balcony?
Oh, because that's what manly men do, Ryan. That's American.
That is not demonstrating strong problem-solving skills.
That's how Americans solve things.
Yeah. You got to identify the problem, you seek out the root cause, and then, you know,
shoot.
Form a plan of action.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Strangle this guy to death.
Yeah, shoot it. he will plead guilty Tuesday to felony charge of cheating on taxes at a Manhattan restaurant that he co-owned before he entered Congress. It says this, I'm reading from the Daily Kos.
Ooh.
Says that wouldn't have mattered to the idiots who voted for him last November, given that they already knew about the 20-count indictment against him.
Oh,
so he had a
shit.
20 count indictment against him when they put him back in Congress.
Oh my God.
And he is the one who walked up to this reporter and said, I'm not speaking to you off topic. This is only about the president. And then said, walked up to him, grabbed the guy and said, let me be clear to you. You ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this fucking balcony. No, no, you're not man enough. You're not man enough. I'll break you in half. Like a boy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I'll break you in half like a boy.
Ooh,
and then
creepy.
I'll turn you over and enter you.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
It's all very homoerotic.
Yeah,
these people are
loony.
Isn't it really weird? What is wrong with people? These over-testosterone lunatics.
Everyone sucks.
So Grimm, hopefully, will be somebody will be turning him over like a boy in prison. And this thug will be out. Now, they are saying that despite he has said that he will step down if he's unable to serve. though they're saying that they're, because it's a first offense and it's only one count that he's pleading to, that he might not go to jail. And that doesn't mean they won't remove him from Congress. It would be up to Congress to vote to remove him then.
Oh my God.
So a conviction of a felony,
how can you,
is not enough.
But you can't vote if you're a felony. If you're a felon, correct?
Right.
You're not allowed to vote. So
yeah,
how do you
right.
hold office?
So he can vote on laws, but he can't vote for... that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, well.
It says it would then be up to House Republican leaders to decide whether to force him to resign or not. That doesn't make any sense. Do you think that the Republicans would hesitate for a micro C hair of a second if any Democrat was convicted of a felony?
Fuck no!
To get them off.
I mean, my God. People are convinced Barack Obama was born in Kenya.
True.
They want to impeach him over Benghazi.
It's amazing that a majority of Staten Island voters prefer a congressional representative who behaves like a common gangster. He's a cynical, manipulative scumbag, it says. He's a former FBI agent.
Oh, shit.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Grimm, good news. He's going to plead guilty to a felony.
And he'll still hold office. How's that good news?
I can't
imagine. I mean, how's that good news?
Get rid of him.
It's horrendous news.
Didn't they, the guy that had coke, who's the guy from Florida, the guy that...
They found coke on him, or he tested positive for cocaine?
He had to go away for rehab and shit, right?
And it's just a little nose
candy. This is somebody who had voted, this was what made him famous, was he had voted repeatedly for drug testing welfare recipients.
But to be fair, he's not on welfare.
That's true. Yes, he is. He works. He's a congressman. He's the epitome. He's the biggest welfare queen in the planet.
But, I mean, you know, I've been to Florida. And who are you going to find to lead that state? You can't be too picky. If you just eliminate everybody that's done a little cocaine here and there, I mean.
There'd be nobody left in the whole fucking thing. We got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the top of the hour. It's 3:03 p.m. Pacific. 4:05, 6:03 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. Thanks for joining us. If it ain't that time, you're listening to us in rerun form.
Hello.
And thanks for listening, granting us some earhole space as a rerun. We're going to be here for another hour. So more fun after the break. I got some clips. I got some Brian Fisher.
Do you really?
For you. I also might have another clip or two that we're going to work on over the break. But we've got more of that Glenn Beck clip from Friday. Remember that one where he's just losing his shit talking about, like, actors are forced to meet in secret.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Was this the part he played where he got in the old age makeup?
That one's batshit crazy. That one, I think, is on our Facebook.
Oh, really?
If it's not, we're going to definitely put it up where you can get a link to.
God, he's crazy as shit.
Glenn Beck doing...
lost his gourd.
His year-end roundup, which is some weird... lurch forward into this dystopian future where the liberals have won. So, of course, everybody's in jail. How in anyone's fucking cunting, stupid, monocelled mind can you think that progressives, tree-hugging, loving, everybody let's hug each other liberals,
we
want to throw people in prison camps?
The dungeon.
There is nobody that we want to throw in prison camps. However, if I listen to some of you ass fucks on the right, I tend to hear quite a few people that you think should be rounded up and thrown in prison type camp situations.
We want you taken away and send all the... they want to catapult Mexicans back across
the
fucking
gays,
border.
And the muzzies.
Yeah. You guys hate plenty of people.
I don't... how
you know,
they
if the Republicans want to be more successful and win more elections, why don't they start talking about shit they like? Or find something they like that's not rich white people.
Well, the new 21st century Republican Party is not... has no issues.
What do you mean?
Their platforms are, we're against whatever the Democrats want. That's it. They don't have... ask them about their health care. Okay, you guys want to dismantle Obamacare, but you agree that we need something.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to do? Oh, well, we're going to repeal it and replace it.
With
well,
Romneycare.
Well, we're gonna look into that.
Isn't Obamacare Romneycare anyway?
Absolutely, 100%.
Jesus Christ.
Obama wanted single payer. We all wanted single payer. All of us tap dancing liberal progressives.
I imagine most people in this country.
And there's no way the corporate suckwads would go for it.
Yeah.
And so we did this thing called compromise and came up with Obamacare, which wasn't good enough for them because it's a black guy shoving it down their throat.
Oh, man.
So obviously we've got to be against it. It doesn't make any sense. We'll be back in a couple minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play some musica for you. We will be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Refill what you need to refill. Purge what you need to purge.
Gross.
Whatever you need to. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Don't go away. More crab diving after this short little interlude.
Hey, everyone. This sparkle season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Temples, I ain't afraid
Everybody, we are back. We ain't afraid of your bullshit. Crab diving live. A little bit of Holly Near with I'm Not Afraid. And before that, in the break, a little Matthew Fisher with Hammer and Nails. That's a great song.
I'm afraid.
I'm a little afraid.
I'm afraid of these loony fucking ticks. I was like, I don't know about that.
A little afraid. A little,
we should be afraid
of what's going on here in hashtag America, United States.
White guys behaving badly has to be the theme of this century. Last century.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've got a bunch of short. Let's do a little rapid fire here.
I love that.
A little rapid fire stories. This is, you know, was it last week or a couple weeks ago the story came out about Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker,
yes,
loathsome, heinous jerkwad that he is.
Nobody likes you.
And he, it came out that he had at one point years ago sent out a message to a Jewish leader who was requesting to put up some kind of a display somewhere in Milwaukee or something. And
okay,
he sent it back and was like, "Yeah, of course we'd be happy to do that." And he said, Molotov.
That's right. Molotov.
Which doesn't make sense. Even though he fucked up Mazel Tov, probably, it still doesn't make sense because Mazel Tov is like, hey, congratulations. Like, you just got married or you just had your bar mitzvah. Congrats. You just made
$1 million. Is similar.
Right.
It means something burning, right? Napalm.
Well, and another reach out, I guess, or perfect display of how stupid and fucking clueless some of these people are. This is Springfield. This is Massachusetts. There's a Springfield city councilor, Bud Williams. Bud. they had a menorah lighting ceremony on the first night of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Governor Deval Patrick was at the state house lighting theirs there. Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday. And, you know, it is not really related to Christmas. I mean, it's not.
Right. Most people know that.
During the celebration, City Councilor Bud Williams celebrated the first night of Hanukkah by telling attendees at the city's menorah lighting ceremony that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Oopsie. Oh, fucking A.
Oh, how dumb. I mean, right. How stupid. He should be removed from office because he's dumb. Just because he's so fucking stupid.
Good job, dummy.
He's a Baptist, by the way. Not that that matters. Made the remark during the event attended by the mayor, some congressmen,
Jesus,
a bunch of people,
is the reason for the season.
And leaders of the greater Springfield Jewish community, all of whom gathered. Can you imagine standing there? You're a Jew.
Fuck you, guys.
And the knuckle-dragging, ass-wipe, idiot city councilor gets up there and says, remember Jesus.
Right.
Is there y'all, you heathen heebs. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.
I wonder why people have a lot of, like, you know, confidence in their government. That's unreal.
He says, I thought it added something to the service.
Okay.
So In typical Christian fashion, there's no guilt because they're allowed to stick their Jesus into every orifice that you have. And if you say, please don't do that, persecution, you're persecuting me. How dare you persecute me?
How dare you not let me be intolerant?
But it's okay for him.
Yeah.
He said he referenced Jesus after participants in the ceremony mentioned the bright light of 2,000 years ago, which he felt was an allusion to Christ. They said it.
Do we live in Iran?
He said. Almost. They would love a Christian Iran, a Christian Taliban.
God, I just hate when people insert their sky god bullshit in my fucking life.
He says that his remark wasn't meant as an expression of religious superiority or dominance, but a simple reminder about the reason for the season. No, it's not. Not the menorah lighting. Not Hanukkah, you knuckle-dragging moron.
When you have to explain people what you meant when you said something, that means your message wasn't crafted that well and it didn't make any fucking sense. So when you find yourself having to explain what you meant, you failed, right?
Jesus was Jewish, he said.
Okay.
To me, Jesus is the Messiah. I thought I was being very positive.
Based on what?
I said, a couple of rabbis walked up to me and said, great comments, Mr. Williams.
No, they didn't.
That's like, I have black friends.
Oh, yes. Here, I have black friends. Let me bring them in. I'll show you.
One rabbi, Noach Kosofsky, attended the ceremony, was asked, I'm reading from the Massachusetts Live, masslive.com.
Ooh, it's my favorite site.
Was asked about his reaction. He said, I'll get back to you.
Talk to you later.
They also reached out.
I'll get back to you.
to somebody else who said, well, you know, maybe Williams should clarify what he was talking about.
Right. Or maybe I think it might be better if maybe he just doesn't say a lot of things out loud to groups of people. That might not be his jam.
The Jewish Festival of Lights commemorates the rededication of the temple by the Maccabees after their victory over the Syrians in ancient times.
Okay.
Ancient times before Jesus. So Jesus is not the reason for the menorah, or not the reason for Hanukkah.
Aquaman is.
What a fucking asshole.
I mean, it's all kind of crazy. I mean, as an atheist, I'm a little conflicted with this story because,
but it's so frustrating that they...
Why do you have to be that insensitive?
I would attend this ceremony.
Yeah.
As an official, as an atheist, as a baby-eaten, devil-worshipping atheist, and I would keep my trap shut.
You would be respectful.
Exactly.
To the beliefs of others.
But no, Christian, these not all Christians, but these evangelical fuckwads think that they can inject it into everything. And if you say, we'd rather you not do that, then you're persecuting them for not being able to shove their ninniness down your throat.
You know, it's so funny. On the show, I find myself having to say a lot, not all Christians are like this. Not all cops are like this.
Well, it's true.
I know.
We're not.
I just find myself saying that a lot. I wonder what that means.
That doesn't mean there's not a lot of them.
Right. It feels like.
That just means not all. And most of the people in my life are Christians.
Right.
And are not like this. It's really the vocal.
What is Kate?
Evangelical. The dog?
Yeah.
She's an atheist like me.
You don't know that.
Well, no, whatever she wants. Maybe she worships some dog god.
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like she can't have deep faith in anything, really.
I think she worships kibble.
Really?
Yeah. Or whatever.
What do you think? What is a dog's short-term memory like? Is it short? I mean, short-term memory. I mean, is that all they have? They only live in the present.
No, they have long-term memory.
Yeah.
They remember shit and people and tricks and obviously.
They do a better job of living in the present than us humans do, though. I will say that.
Probably, because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I've got a story. Let's see. This is kind of stomping on. By the way, listen to the other great stuff that we have here on the network.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only this show.
Which the Morning Wood.
We'll rerun later on. This absolute episode will rerun at 5 and then again later tonight. Following us, if you're listening to us live, will be a rerun of the Cantilinguists, our marijuana-tastic 420 news-ish kind of news reviews.
Weed news.
Yes, politics, everything that's going on there.
Ganja science.
And then at 7 o'clock tonight is a rerun of the Hollywood Hick on the 7s, y'all. 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every day and night. Brand new episodes run Tuesday nights at 7 and Friday nights at 7. Then following that, brand new episodes Wednesday night at 8 p.m. of the Daily Upper Decker, which is weekly.
They are covering, you know, they're doing
it's
a good job.
Show.
Oh, that's right. They're covering the mumps outbreak in the
they
NHL.
They covered in the last episode.
Doesn't that gross you out, man?
It's amazing that mumps is traveling around the NHL.
You see, who is it? Who wants us to stop getting shots for shit?
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy, please.
And Deuce Bigelow.
Hockey players are dying because of you and Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Rob fucking Schneider has decided to take up the cause of anti-vaxxers.
I tell you, I don't know. Who in the fuck, if you're a stand-up comic and an actor, why do you think you need to make your views on the vaccination public? What kind of authority are you?
I think he feels he's helping people. He's going to use his platform.
You know, it's like when Jesse the Body Ventura was like, somebody asked him, like, well, why do you feel this way? He's got all these conspiracy theories and shit. So what do you feel 9/11 was an inside job? He's like, I read a lot of magazines on planes.
Great.
You know, Rob Schneider read one article.
Oh, yeah. Well, didn't he? At one point, he like tweeted out or Facebook that he had definitive proof that vaccines are bad.
What? Is he running around a lab coat?
I don't know. I think it was kind of crickets and tumbleweeds after that. I don't remember his definitive proof coming out.
That goes to show you when people get really rich and really successful, they all of a sudden start believing the Kool-Aid and think they're amazingly like brilliant and smart. You will never hear me saying, I have definitive proof on vaccination.
Well, and you also never hear me saying, I have a medical question. I'm going to go to the guy that played Deuce Bigelow for my advice.
Me too. Did all those funny shows about pets.
So this is out. This is, I just thought, that not only is it a funny story, but also the writing. This is a British.
Hello.
This is from the Lincolnshire Echo.
Oh, my God. This is going to be great.
In Lincolnshire. I'm just going to read it straight. A quiet courtroom break was interrupted as a man waiting to be sent to prison broke wind. Oh, magistrates had retired to consider their sentence of a Lincoln man
retired
appearing on shop theft charges.
Okay.
When the Trump rippled through the air.
Wow.
What great writing, huh? When the Trump rippled through the air.
God, they do it right over there, man. The guy's like, oh shit, I get to describe a fart. What I'm gonna do it to the I'm gonna use the highest part of my intellect.
The courtroom began to resemble a scene from the school playground as giggles broke out among solicitors and other legal representatives. So everybody started laughing.
Yeah, yeah. I think he could have done a better job, better image.
An apology from the defendant seemed to do little to stifle the laughter from onlookers.
He apologized. He's going to jail. Who gives a shit?
So the magistrates left. They're like, we'll be right back for sentencing.
Because it was
stupid. Yeah, and he went... Oh, sorry about that. And everybody was laughing. Order was restored as the magistrates returned, it said, and Aaron Scott Morris, 31, of Monk's Road, Lincoln, was jailed for 12 weeks after admitting breaching a suspended sentence order and two charges of theft from a shop.
No.
So.
Fascinating.
Naughty Aaron, farting in court.
I love that made the, What website?
The Lincolnshire Echo.
Echo. Oh, okay.
Broke wind.
Slow news day over in Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire, UK. Who the hell knows?
Well, you know, they don't have their cops don't have guns, so they don't have a lot of cop shootings to report on. But wait, if their cops aren't armed, isn't London just, you know, isn't it like Blade Runner over there? It's crazy. Trash can fires.
Their people aren't armed.
Oh, okay.
So... there's that little deal.
It's a nation of pussies.
I've got a good news. This is from a few days ago, actually. We didn't get to it on a previous episode. By the way, listen to episodes of this or past episodes of all the other great stuff that's here on the network. You can go to crabdiving.com.
Stream us.
And download us as a podcast, and we're also available on iTunes and on Stitcher. And if you download us from either of those, hey, head over there and give us a nice, really big, juicy 5-star rating.
That would be great.
That helps us out a fuck of a lot.
Right.
And we would appreciate it.
I've made my family do that, by the way.
Walmart, your favorite store?
Oh, fuck me. The Duck Dynasty shop. That's what they should call it. All things Duck Dynasty.
Walmart hasn't had a good couple of weeks because we talked about this one. The National Labor Relations Board judge ruled that a Walmart manager in California could not legally threaten to shoot the union. I don't know what that meant.
My God, the things we have to tell people they can't do. Shoot?
If it were up to me, I'd shoot the union, he said.
Well, it's not, and you can't.
A Walmart manager. These are people who are making minimum cunting fucking wage who want to organize. And yet the union should be shot because it might take 5 or 6 cents of profit from the Waltons.
Yeah. And it's just a manager saying, how much does he get paid? How much does a manager at Walmart get paid?
Not enough.
Does he see himself as a one percenter?
He drank the Kool-Aid, that's for sure.
Because what I learned from that Wall Street Occupy movement bullshit, is that there are two groups of people in this country. There's the one percenters, and then there's us. And we've got our pitchforks, and we're coming for your shit.
And there's, and more and more, it's just the one percenters and us. I mean, it's the middle class is gone, pretty much.
Yeah.
Being decimated.
Goodbye!
Now they're going for the poor people.
Yes.
They're, cut all the benefits to the poor.
Right.
And once all that money's gone, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Hey, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
In Pennsylvania, a court handed down another decision that is against Walmart.
Yes.
Good news. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld a judgment, ruling that Walmart must pay $188 million to employees who it failed to compensate properly during breaks and total hours worked. This is that wage theft bullshit that so many of these giant fucking evil corporations are doing, where they expect you not to take breaks.
That's bullshit.
They want to roll back these fucking Coke cunts.
Yeah.
And their ilk. These John Birchers want to roll back every union gain of the past century. Let's get rid of those pesky 40-hour work weeks. Let's get rid of that overtime bullshit, Ryan. Let's get rid of that those child labor laws.
Yeah.
LePage in the governor, by the way, reelected governor of Maine, says, Paul LePage.
Oh, that guy's.
It's a little hard work. We should roll back the child labor laws because,
damn.
12-year-olds, not bad if a 12-year-old works.
Was he quoting from David Copperfield? Not the magician.
He might feel the same way. When he's,
who knows?
Hasn't he been accused of Cosby-esque
David Copperfield?
Wasn't he?
Wow.
I thought, doesn't he have a private island somewhere that somebody was alleging that he took her to and drugged her and kept her.
I heard he actually has one of those boxes that if you stick a sword through it, you actually get stabbed.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Oops, it didn't work.
Yeah.
The Pennsylvania court judgment affects about 187,000 people who were employed at Walmart between 98 and 2006. It's expected to take a nice chunk out of Walmart's earnings for the current quarter. Monday's ruling on the class action lawsuit will reduce Walmart's earnings by 6 cents a share.
I know it's hard to believe. I'm not a big Wall Street tycoon, but is that significant?
That amounts to 4% of its profit forecast, Ryan.
So it's not.
Well, they're still going to make profits, but 4% less. Then we can't have this.
Oh, my God.
What are the Waltons going to do? Their money in the Caymans needs more money to be friends with.
Are they going to have to sell their houses? Are they going to have to get rid of their cars?
Yeah, right.
Are they getting evicted?
Oh, yeah. Their day-to-day lives are going to change so much. Walmart said it may appeal the decision, of course.
Oh, fuck
you. We disagree with the decision. and continued to believe that these claims should not be bundled together into a class action lawsuit.
God, what an evil fucking organization. I mean, really. I'm embarrassed. I went there and I spent money at that fucking store and I felt like an asshole.
You had no choice, though, right? I mean, other than driving a long way to something else.
I have no choice. It's true. You know, everybody gets their medicine there, all their pharmaceuticals, because it's cheaper.
And they killed every fucking little small business within 50 miles.
Why doesn't our government protect us against that?
Because our government is bought and sold by the Waltons and people like them.
Which just seems
like the government is protecting and supporting them at all costs.
I mean, what happens? It would be interesting to find out what happens in a town before a Walmart shows up. I mean, aren't there small business owners that go to the city council and they're like, listen, we're really concerned. When this Walmart goes up, we are going to be out of business. They are going to put us out of business.
And there are areas that...
And what are we going to do?
...that have voted and said, no, we're not we don't want it. No Walmart here. Walmart free zone. It took a while, though, because, you know, America. It's the American dream, man. It's the American dream.
Honestly, this is why people shop at Walmart. It's cheaper because they have buying power. They can buy shit in volume. It is cheaper to buy widgets there than other places.
Yes.
And they've got everything. That's the other thing. There's absolutely everything there. So when you go in, you don't have to go anywhere else.
Right.
It's like a fucking automaton. Just walk in like a moron. Buy the shirt.
Other good news, which actually a lot of this good news.
Other good news.
Lack of bad news.
Oh my God. That is good news. I even miss the good news. It seems like it's so rough today.
Walmart's getting fucked somehow.
Oh, that is great news.
A little bit rightfully fucked after their years of fucking.
You are being rightfully fucked.
This is a more good news. An appeals court in North Carolina.
Fuck you.
A few years ago, North Carolina's Republican goose-stepping legislature
eat a dick, hippie,
one of the nation's most heinous ultrasound laws. By state mandate, any woman who wished to terminate a pregnancy would have to go a medically unnecessary ultrasound. And abortion providers were required by law to position the ultrasound image within the patient's line of sight.
You must be shitting me. Listen.
What are they going to do? Toothpick the eyeballs? Like in Clockwork Orange? You must
zoom
watch
in.
This, you baby-killing whore.
Listen, am I being naive here? Or am I being cynical, I guess? That really, people just want to bill Medicare for more of these ultrasounds. I want to sell more ultrasounds. Does that not make any fucking sense?
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, why?
No, they want.
But if you require an ultrasound, don't you have to pay for it? Or doesn't someone have to pay for it? Is it another procedure?
No, you got to pay
for it. So someone's making money off all these, required ultrasounds.
Right. It's like Rick Scott requiring people in Florida.
Oh, Bat Boy?
To drug test for welfare and for assistance. Meanwhile, wasn't it like a friend of his or a relative of his that was running the company that did the drug testing?
Listen, here's my world. I want less people pissing in cups because, number one, that's gross.
Well done.
And number two, who gives a fuck? Do you really think that
drug
many
test
people?
Them.
Yeah.
When we start drug testing Congress, fine. Drug test other people. But that's never going to happen.
You let people drink in your off hours. What's the fucking difference between firing up a fucking joint?
Medical professionals in North Carolina, according to this law, would be legally required to describe the details of the ultrasound, whether the woman wanted to hear it or not.
What? Or describe what's being seen on the monitor?
How is this not false imprisonment? How is this not imprisonment? How is this not kidnapping? If you're like, I don't want to hear this. I want to leave.
Right.
No, you must. We will make you sit and watch. We will make
what
you sit and listen to this.
What if you put in your earbuds? You don't want
to
hear it.
Probably pull them out and beat the shit out of you and force you to listen to it. Well, not beat you too hard because I don't want to hurt that fetus till it's born. This is limited government, GOP.
Let's not forget. It's not big government.
Limited government wants to stick a probe up a woman's vagina.
Limited government's telling you where to put the monitor so you can fucking see it.
At the time this was passed, they actually had a Democrat as a governor who vetoed the bill.
Good for him.
But then the knuckle-dragging Christo-fascists of the GOP legislature overrode that veto. In 2011. Earlier this year, a federal court struck down that law as unconstitutional. And today, we can report that the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, because you know North Carolina appealed because they want to make sure they can stick those things up women's vaginas. the 4th Circuit Court declared unconstitutional the law requiring abortion providers to show the woman the ultrasound, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
They upheld the lower court ruling.
Yeah.
And will probably send the issue to the Supreme Court.
Waste some time.
And money. Because these Republicans are desperate to have any kind of control over the vajayjay.
And they do, don't they? Because they make these Planned Parenthoods, they make them have some sort of certification, or they have to have admitting privileges.
Oh, you're talking about these heinous, yeah.
I mean, they do have control over the vagina, because what?
But it's so disingenuous. At least some of them are admitting now that the only reason they do that is because they want all abortions to go away. They want it to be illegal again.
Yeah.
And we know how well that works. And they're going to go away. Abortions are not going to go away.
No.
And especially for the rich.
Oh, no.
Lily White.
Nothing's going away.
Lily White, 1% her daughter, gets knocked up at 15.
Yeah.
She might go visit the family physician.
Dude, there are a whole set of rules for those people.
Yeah.
Compared to the other people.
But God forbid a brown person who can't afford another mouth to feed.
Yeah.
Make that decision. They can't do that. We have to make that decision for you. God, something in Ireland. You know, Ireland has really just horrific hands.
They're not progressive about abortion.
Hard to believe. Well, you know, that woman died last year because of
it. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And because it was a baby. The baby was dying and killing her, but they wouldn't abort the baby, and they just let her die. So it's woohoo.
Yay, score one for religion.
And now I guess there's a case of a woman who is brain dead, and like they're just keeping her alive to harvest the baby. And it's not like close, like it's months away.
Oh my God.
And didn't that happen here that the husband had to fight in court? And I think it was like Florida or
Terry
Texas
Schiavo
or something. Well, this was recent. She was pregnant.
Oh.
Early pregnant, and the wife had said to her husband, "I don't ever, you know, if anything ever happens, I don't want shit keeping me alive.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a vegetable.
Pull the plug."
She's brain dead. The state was fighting him to pull the plug on her. They wanted to keep her alive as a little breeding, some kind of a strange little breeding vessel.
That's how those people see women.
That's it. Right. It's a vessel to create the next line of Republicans. And if they're brown, fuck them. They still have that baby, but we're going to send that one to jail.
Right. Or choke them to
death. Choke them out. Yeah,
whatever.
At some point. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 22 minutes left to go here on the big show. Thanks for joining us here.
Danke.
We're always excited to have you listen to us. Somebody that we talk about frequently here on the show is Brian Fisher.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Of the American Family Association. He's one of these assholes that has, you know, like an internet radio show.
He's a dandy.
And a YouTube channel. Go to Crab Diving on YouTube, by the way, for our YouTube channel.
Pay attention to me. I'm relevant and important.
Well, the American Family Association, you know, is hell-bent on cramming Jesus into your life.
And really, isn't it a bunch of people in the basement with a shitload of AOL addresses?
That's Million
addresses?
Moms,
oh,
yeah.
Okay,
well, they're all
okay.
The same. They're all the same.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
It's a vocal minority of people that are more worried about what's going on in your yard than theirs.
They got a MailChimp account, basically.
Here's what Brian Fisher is doing. He's got an opinion on what's going on with Cuba. You know how President Barack Hussein Obama reached out and has started talking with Cuba.
Yes.
Much to the consternation of a lot of those idiots on the right who for some reason think that, I don't know, that after 50 years, it's still going to work. Sanctions are still going to work. We're going to get rid of those Castros.
How does Brian Fisher relate Obama's deal with Cuba to homosexuality?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's, I always assume
or Benghazi.
That's where,
I'm assuming somebody's going to go instant. Didn't, was it Rush Limbaugh that went Benghazi on the...
Oh, I don't remember.
On something recently. Yeah. It's on our Facebook
page. He was
page.
High as fuck on Oxy. He doesn't remember what he did either.
So here's Brian Fisher talking about why President Obama is reaching out to Cuba and what's happening. Here's the insightful analysis of Brian Fisher, Christo-fascist dickwad.
You know, when you ask yourself the question, why was Barack Obama so generous with Cuba? And I'll tell you frankly what I think it is. I think, frankly, Barack Obama sees that he's in the same fraternity with Fidel Castro.
There it is.
Were they really? Were they the same?
They were, yeah, Castro.
Delta, can I help you, help
when,
you, help you?
Actually, when he was in his 50s, he went back to school, right. Apparently.
You don't remember
Barack? Harvard.
You don't remember Barack Obama and Fidel in Animal House?
No, joined a frat, yeah. The
yeah
two
they're both
on.
In My Science. What was it, My Science? What's that movie?
Weird Science.
Weird Science
yeah,
with
yeah,
Val
yeah.
Kilmer.
They both went on panty raids together.
Yeah. Which is like a nice way to say like a sexual assault, right? I mean, that's like going somewhere and taking people's underwear off.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, you take it out of their...
Oh, really?
You don't rip it off of them. Panty really? Raids.
I don't
you,
know. I don't
you
know.
Raid the, you raid their closets and their drawers and stuff and
what
steal
their panties.
What
a bunch of assholes. Have you ever gone into your underwear drawer and you're like, oh, shit, I'm out of underwear. God damn it.
I don't think people
don't
are...
Don't panty coming, raid people.
I don't think people are coming to rip off my underwear.
That's true. I don't know.
Here's more.
That they are fellow communists. I think he envies Castro. Castro has an authority that he can only dream of possessing.
What an asshole.
Dream of possessing.
What a giant pus-filled anal zit.
I didn't
guy
realize
is. I mean,
Obama was so jealous of Castro. Who knew?
He is.
Jeez. Barack, be grateful for what you have, okay?
Must be the beard.
he can't grow a beard, Obama. Have we ever had a president...
Sure.
With a beard?
Yeah.
Who?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Lincoln!
And Lincoln. And
Teddy Roosevelt?
Grover Cleveland.
Did Teddy Roosevelt have a beard?
Didn't he have that little Hitler mustache thing
yeah.
going on?
I think Taft had a...
So here's more of a...
So I think he's just doing a solid to another member of the communist dictator club...
He's just doing a solid. Can you see Barack Obama fist bumping Fidel Castro?
Well, that's that. Don't forget, that's the gang fist bump. Remember?
Oh, yes.
That's what Fox and Friends, wasn't
oh,
it?
Right,
that
right.
Obama
is a thug.
Gave a fist bump to Michelle Obama.
The black man's handshake.
And they said, well, you know, some people.
Yeah.
Look at that as a, that's a gang fist bump.
Yes. Obama's a crip.
God, there's so many assholes in this country. Here's more
to
Brian
another
Fisher.
Member of the communist dictator club or communist dictator wannabe club. Now, I use the word communist advisedly with regard to President Obama.
Oh, well, that's good of him.
How nice.
I'm using it advisedly. You know, he's only a partial communist.
Right. He's not full commie.
I'd like to hear what Brian Fisher's definition of communism is, by the way.
He's not going to know.
No idea what
he's going to be like, I don't know. Let me look through this Tom Clancy novel.
He's probably one of those idiots that thinks communism and socialism are the same thing.
His understanding of the Cold War is based on Red Storm Rising.
He was a pupil of Frank Marshall Davis, who trained him. Remember, every child when he is fully trained, every pupil when he's fully trained will be like his master. Jesus said that. He was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis, an out-and-out avowed communist. And remember, it was the Russian press, it was Pravda or TASS or one of those outfits, that said, look, let's be clear here. And they know what a communist looks like. They
they can spot a commie a mile away.
Well, what do they look like? I want to know.
And Pravda, apparently, where he's going here, is they probably think Obama's a commie.
I can spot him a mile
away. They know what a communist looks like. They recognize a communist. They've been a communist country since 1917.
They're not a communist country anymore.
With some exceptions. They said, look, let's be honest here. President Obama is a communist. I mean, the Marx Manifesto the Humanist or the Socialist Manifesto, that
it's not. It's the Communist Manifesto, you shit drizzle, you moron.
Listen, if you're going to start listening to this guy and just, you know, questioning all his facts, you're going to be...
It's the Socialist Manifesto.
He's full of bullshit. He hasn't said anything accurate, has he? In this whole speech.
That's his agenda. So he is following in the footsteps of Marx. It's the Marxist ideology, the Marxist agenda that he's trying to implement. So let's be honest. This guy is a communist. No matter what you want to call him, he's just a communist. So when I call
I'm going to call him a communist, and God damn it, I'm right.
Well, Brian wants a communist.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, it's the same as a socialist, Brian.
Right. I know what they look like.
Which are evil, and we know they hate God.
What do they look like? Do they wear berets?
And they hate white people.
Right. And they walk funny.
Call him a communist. I'm simply using the term that...
I'm not calling him a communist. I'm simply using the term?
God,
how is that not calling him a communist?
I don't know. And he's like, he has such a weird vocal pattern, too. I'm just using the term.
Trying to implement. So let's be honest. This guy is a communist. No matter what you want to call him, he's just a communist. So when I call him a communist, I'm simply using the term that the Russian press uses to describe him. And trust me, they would recognize a communist when they see one.
I'm only using the Russian classification of communist.
And they would know.
Because if anybody knows a communist, it's
those
current non-communist Russia.
It's those Ruski bastards.
Yeah. They've been a communist country since 1907. Did you know that?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. Even though they're not anymore.
No.
Communist country. Just a little detail he might have left out. That's one of those facts.
Well, he's leaving out all the facts. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? Wait.
That's Brian Fisher.
Oh, Brian Fisher. I was getting him mixed up with Gordon Klingenschmidt, who will be a legislature. Legislator.
Gordon Klingenschmidt has been elected to the state legislature in Colorado.
Oh, shit.
You okay?
Yeah, I mean, it just hurt me for a second. My head hurt for 1 second. I was like, oh.
I thought I had a clinging shit news too, but
oh really?
But no. I don't. I do have. I've got a Pat Roberts. Do you want to hear a quick Pat Roberts?
Fuck yeah, I do.
This is a.
Let's hear from all the nut jobs.
Speaking of the cantilinguists, Pat Robertson, who has opined in the past about maybe legalizing,
yes,
or decriminalizing the marijuana. well, this time he's talking about drugs. And, well, here, just listen. Here, ladies and gentlemen, the leader, the Grand Poobah of the 700 Club, which now is pretty close to his age, Pat Robertson.
With, diamond miner, by the way.
With diamond mine owner.
Oh, yes.
He's not mining. Oh, he's shit. Not,
yeah, I'm an idiot.
When I was growing up in high school, we didn't.
Back in the 1340s.
When I was growing... You know he's winding up for a really good one.
When I was growing up in high school, we didn't figure it was a right to get high. I mean, it wasn't even discussed. We weren't using drugs. We were appalled that somebody would take drugs. I remember when I was in college...
He's 80! So... In the 1940s,
we weren't using drugs. We were getting high,
which is a lie.
We were too busy
drinking,
beating black people.
Yeah, we were
and
drinking
women
and huffing gasoline.
It was not a better time,
and hating
dude.
Negroes, and beating
right?
Up gay people.
Quit reminiscing the past before the civil rights movement. Right? I mean, yeah.
The good old days.
I'm losing
just
my mind.
Starting in Washington Lee. They had booked a band, a man named Gene Krupa. He was a well-known drummer, and he had a band. And he'd been busted.
Okay.
Fucking A.
Now, you
I know who Gene
our
Krupa
references
is.
Here on Crab Diving when we talk about our 80s and 90s shit.
Gene Krupa.
Gene Krupa, we're going back into the 50s. He was a band leader, a famous 40s and 50s band leader.
For possession of marijuana, and they canceled him. I mean, everybody was shocked. We got this guy, you know, he's... He's a drug addict. We don't want him, but
a drug addict.
We don't want him.
He got caught with a musician got caught with weed, and he's a drug addict.
He was born in 1909, Gene Krupa. That's who he's referencing.
We didn't. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of drinking, but in high school, it wasn't much of that. And maybe we'd sneak around and smoke a few cigarettes. But the idea of getting high, of having it as a right, that you had to have some substance, you didn't have that, did you?
Well, I think it came in for my generation right after we all got out of high school. It was kind of, and I'm not.
Now, meanwhile, Terry... I mean, if Pat's 80, she's 60. So she's talking about her generation.
When it came out of high school.
Yeah, right.
We used to get high. It was good.
And also, we've gotten scurries. That war was such a mess over there, and they just, you know.
A lot of what was going on in Europe came with them.
I lost
it was probably part of it. Did you?
Well, I think it came in for my generation there right after we all got out of high school. It was kind of, and I'm not laying this at their feet, but when the Beatles came to America, it seemed like drugs from a lot of what was going on in Europe came with them.
Those fucking evil Beatles came with their long hair and their weed.
I think we only need to cover Pat Robertson because this is insane. He is talking, what? Didn't they settle this argument years ago? Weren't people already outraged at the Beatles for, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but she doesn't want to lay it at their
now
feet.
Now she's blaming the Beatles for marijuana?
But it's
probably part of Vietnam, too, because the soldiers over there, and I mean, the servicemen were and women were given exposure to some pretty cheap heroin and other types of drugs, and they were so discouraged. That war was such a mess over there, and they just, you know.
Tim, we went through a lot of cultural struggle that began at that time, I think.
So why not let us have a little weed?
I can't follow him. Now, he's saying that it was just so horrible over there, they had to do drugs, and to that I would say, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It works for me.
You're in Vietnam over there in the jungle running around, and somebody's like, here, do you want some heroin? It might make you feel better. I'd be like, yes, please, give me as much as you have.
Yeah, I just sucked down a pound of Agent Orange. Let me do a line of Coke.
Is he explaining why it's okay to do heroin all of a sudden?
No. I guess he's justifying it over in Nam, I guess.
These two walking us through the history of drug use in this country is fucking hilarious.
Meanwhile, Terry probably has a glass of wine every night and yells at her husband.
A lot of cultural
and, you know,
struggle that began at that time, I think.
We've got doctors. Everything is an anxiety, and so doctors were prescribing Prozac and Valium and these things by the billions, not just a few million pills,
Well, he's right. He's right there. I'll give him credit on that one. But, of course, they should be spending that money to him instead.
You know,
in the church, you should be praying to the Lord.
It seems like Pat Robertson spends a lot of time quoting the Bible, and then when he ventures off, it's like he's parroting what his doctor tells him. You know, like he'll say shit about nutrition and be like, you know.
Whatever's hanging in the doctor's office when you're sitting there waiting for the doctor.
Like,
you
really shouldn't drink these soft drinks. I mean, he's probably for Bloomberg's rule about the gigantic big gulps. What?
No, he was against that.
Was he really?
Billions of pills. Everybody, write a prescription. Here, stay stoned. Here, stay stoned. Oh, you're upset. Your husband's been mean to you. Stay stoned. And, I mean, you know, billions of those things were going out. So we...
Well, listen, I got based on our show today, listen, if I was a doctor, I'd be like, here, take this, stay stoned. I don't see anything changing.
I don't see a problem with it.
In the near future.
Stay stoned.
You got a culture that you had to have some narcotic to ease the pain of life.
Well, I know, I've always marveled at the fact that there's no fear of the repercussions of using some of these things that don't have, you know, I mean, kids have been using household cleaning chemicals and things.
Oh,
I mean,
for God's sake. So she's equating, you know, smoking a little weed with some kid grabbing a fucking a can of Lysol from under the sink and huffing the fuck out of it.
She just made me choke. I mean, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Snorting and
not knowing the long-term impact.
Oh, the glue particularly was driving, I mean, making people.
Glue, you know.
Now you're making me like these guys. Because now these are just two lunatics.
That are 1,000 years old and out of touch with every aspect of society except for other.
What's worse, heroin
white
or
Christian old people?
What's worse, heroin or huffing
It sounds like the huffing. He excused the heroin.
Mentally unstable. It's a terrible thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we would have a culture. But as I say, we didn't have that need. And suddenly we have now. We've got to be medicated. Everybody's got to be high. We've got to have medicated. Sure, you got to smoke a little grass. Oh, yeah, you're going to shoot.
We're agreeing here with that.
You gotta lift that clip. Sure,
you gotta smoke a little grass.
But I mean, listen, he's romanticizing a time where everybody was fucking drunk. I mean, you know,
you're right.
Think about Mad Men, right? When was that supposed to take place? In the 50s? Oh, 60s. Yeah. Everybody was drunk at work. Everybody had a liquor cabinet.
We've got to be medicated. Everybody's got to be high. We've got to have medicated. Sure, you got to smoke a little grass. Oh, yeah, you're going to shoot a little coke. Oh, absolutely, you got to have a little of this. Snort a little coke, whatever. And now, you know,
Jesus, it's like, it's kind of creepy. It's like he heard me.
Snort, whatever, okay? I'm trying to make a point.
It used to be in the black community, a lot of people taking kids. It's reached up now into the white.
There we go. See, those Negroes brought it to us. Forget that Gene Krupa was whiter than white, who was arrested for marijuana. But it's the black. It used to be in the black community. Now it's infected the white people.
Middle class and above.
And above.
I mean, you know, but the higher levels up, because apparently heroin doesn't have quite as many immediate side effects as some of the other ones. I don't know. I never use the stuff and don't intend to, but the thing of it is, we've got to do something as a culture. We just can't have a matter of right that you have to be medicated.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Robertson saying you don't have a fundamental right to be high and to be medicated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're 700 Club. We got to wrap her up here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Crab Diving Monday. Thanks for being with us here today. We're back tomorrow, and we're here every goddamn freaking weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
3 to 5 p.m. No, 5, what, 3, 4, 5,
2, 3, 4, 5, 5 to 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. We thank you all for listening. We also occasionally break in.
Yes.
With breaking news like we did earlier. Thanks
updates.
For listening. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the great programming here on the network 24/7, crabdiving.com/listener/live. Follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving. We're on Facebook, Google Plus, Instagram, Pinterest, all over the place. Share the crabs, love the crabs, spread the fucking crabs.
That's right.
Don't forget, Brian Pfeiffer will be doing some comedian type stuff. In Los Angeles and places all around the world.
Yes.
Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy to find out.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so fucking vile.
And everything about us, past episodes of this show and everything else is at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody.
Viva la resistance!
Oh, God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.